Sometimes unvarnished real life makes great drama.
Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
At the one-year anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers,
we have a situation. We all know Lehman Brothers is under extreme pressure.
A new BBC radio play takes us behind the closed doors of maybe the most important negotiations of all during the financial meltdown. The play focuses on that September weekend before the collapse, which was a turning point in the federal government strategy. They were going to let Lehman fail.
There will be no federal bailout. There will be no taxpayer dollars.
The play, which is airing on public radio stations this week, is called The Day That Lehman Died. We sat in on some of the rehearsals and talked to the play's director, John Dryden.
Scene 19.
Yeah, well, lovely. Nice writing.
My name's John Dryden, and I'm the director of the radio drama The Day That Lehman Died.
The announcement in June of a Q2 loss of $2.8 billion, the survival of Lehman is on the line. The time has come to take action.
That's an actor called John Rothman playing Hank Paulson in the radio drama The Day That Lehman Died, making an announcement at the Federal Reserve to a group of bankers that had been called specially on Friday evening, Friday the 13th.
Lehman has lost $6.5 billion so far this year, and its shares have plunged more than 80%. Third quarter losses alone total $3.9 billion.
The drama is about the weekend before Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy. It was a very tense and active weekend, filled with tense negotiations. They got very little sleep. They tried to come up with a solution, and in the end, failed.
Yeah. 10 over. Remember, you're all wearing suits. Remember your bankers.
Saturday was dressed down.
Remember your bankers.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is scene 11.
Take two.
Action.
So, recognizing the necessity of confronting commercial realities, last Wednesday, our CEO, Dick Fuld, announced that Lehman Brothers is marking down the value of our commercial real estate
assets.
It's
based on interviews with people who were there, and the drama depicts real-life characters played by actors. We try to get to the essence of what happened that weekend. Of course, it is a drama, which I think hopefully gets to the heart of what happened.
So, what do you think?
About what?
Paulson. No taxpayer dollars, no bailouts.
It's a negotiating position is all it is. Did the Fed let Fannie Mae go down? No. Freddie Mac, uh-uh. I mean, in a couple of weeks, why would that change? Wall Street can't come up with an answer. The Fed will step in. Lehman's too big to fail. No, you know Lehman. We are risk averse.
Your CEO is a one-man risk machine.
Let me tell you a little bit about how we approach the production. We didn't record this in a studio. We recorded it in real offices. We recorded a little bit at the New York Stock Exchange and around Wall Street. What we wanted to do was to make it as real as possible. We wanted the actors to feel like bankers, for their conversations to feel real in a way, and then introduce the microphones and have the microphones follow the actors around. So, the idea was to record it a little bit like a documentary. These things were really happening. And the microphones were going to catch little snatches of conversation here and there. And the whole drama is made up of these little situations.
What is wrong with you?
I will tell you what is wrong with me. Dick Fuld has made it a whole lot harder for me to make any serious money. That is what is wrong with me.
Okay, Scott, look, can we do diaries later? I would love to book a couple of hours in your calendar in which I can make clear my total and utter contempt for you and everything you stand for.
And what exactly is it that I stand for, Lou?
Greed, cynicism, self-interest.
Oh, ouch. Ouch, Lou.
Those characters in that scene were actually invented, and we had to be very careful with the real people not to really have them do anything that we couldn't corroborate in some way. But with the invented characters, there was an opportunity for them to put much more on the table. A guy called Scott, who is a real cynic, and we didn't identify within the drama which bank he represents. But he does add a kind of explosive opinion to the whole. He questions more their motives and why they got themselves into this situation. which no other character really does.
Can we please just first remind ourselves of what happened?
All we need to do is look at the numbers.
Some guy selling mortgages goes to Rust Belt America, to a rundown street where hope died a couple of generations ago.
See, John Steinbeck? Does he want us to cry? What?
Look, stay with me. It's why we're here. And this sales guy sells his prospect, whose only income is a welfare check and a handful of loose change for stacking shelves in some scumbag liquor store.
Oh, come on,
the sales guy sells this guy, whose credit rating is so subprime, it's touching bottom 5 miles down in the Mariana Trench in the friggin' Pacific Ocean.
Right.
He sells this guy a mortgage.
And that's why we're here?
Yeah. Because that sales guy and thousands more like him sell thousands of mortgages to thousands of guys who can't afford the payments.
Yeah,
but that's not the really bad thing. That's not the really toxic thing that's screwing the system. It's what we did.
What we did?
Bankers. We packaged those loans and passed them on. We diced and sliced and turned them into mortgage-backed securities and collateralized debt obligations, CDO, and we traded them. And then we traded on a spread of 4 basis points between one pile of junk and another. And we made a ton of money.
Well, I don't think anyone expected it to happen. I remember people walking out of the Lehman Brothers branch in London carrying their belongings. I remember reading a story of someone who'd turned up for their first day at work there, only to discover they'd literally just got off the plane and discovered that the company ceased to exist. And the more research we did, the more interviews we did with people who were there, the more we realized that it was a drama on a colossal scale taking place behind closed doors. The careers that were going to be destroyed, all that made for really a most exciting drama, we felt.
This is scene 19.
Take three.
Yeah. And action.
What, you want to apologize? Pay back some money? Return your bonus?
Hell no. Take responsibility? Be accountable? Why do you think I became a banker?
My remuneration is based on an objective assessment of the value I deliver.
Chad, you would do well under Pol Pot. That was a remark of the truly brainwashed. Deception and delusion, like a snake around a vine. They twine together. We all deceive. We all are ready to be deluded. House prices will rise forever. Asset values will never go down. Boom and bust do not exist. Groupthink, the madness of crowds.
What in the name of God are you talking about?
Repossession, foreclosure. Houses in America where the metal and the plumbing and the copper and the wiring is worth more than the real estate. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Have we done enough yet to order pizza?
That was John Dryden, director of The Day That Lehman Died, a new BBC play that can be heard on public radio stations around the country this week.